From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Utah, me Bill. I'm Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Eccles Theater in Salt Lake City, Utah, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Salt Lake. Thank you. We got a great show for you today. Later on, we're going to be talking to pioneering biologist Nalini Nadkarni. But first, this week, we are celebrating the broadcast of our 1,000th show. We think so, anyway. We're all liberal arts majors, and we're bad at math. This is a big deal. Nobody gets to do 1,000 shows, except, of course, soap operas. So it's only appropriate that this week, I reveal that I am pregnant with Bill's baby.
This anchorman's gonna have an anchor baby.
The next plot twist we want, of course, is a surprise call from you. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Amy Johnson in Washington, D.C.
Hey, Washington, D.C., what a terrible, horrible place. On the other hand, you must be pretty excited about your baseball team.
Sure.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
Wait. Whoa. That was a very unexcited, well, sure. Are you not particularly a Nationals fan?
I am now.
I guess you kind of have to be just by peer pressure. Amy, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, meet a humorist and author, most recently, of Save Room for Pie. It's Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, how are you doing?
Next, a features writer for the style section of the Washington Post, your hometown paper, Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, hello, go Nats!
And finally, a writer for the upcoming season of At Home with Amy Sedaris, it's Peter Gross.
Hi.
Amy, you're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize. Any voice from our show you might choose on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I feel like I should say yes.
Good feeling.
I think you're correct. That would be the appropriate response. All right, here's your first quote. It's a headline from this week.
Tiff with Schiff in the skiff.
That was Elle magazine describing the scene when Who stormed a classified congressional hearing.
Oh, that would be Florida man Matt Gaetz and his 40 friends.
That's exactly right. Bunch of House Republicans. This week, the Republicans finally came up with a response to the growing evidence that the president is, as the founders said in the Federalist Papers, super guilty. One day after damning testimony from the acting ambassador to Ukraine, a bunch of Republican House members stormed the impeachment hearing led by Matt Gaetz, Republican of Delta House. There's really, and I gotta say this, there's nothing more stirring than a bunch of powerful white men shouting about the violation of their rights because they don't immediately get everything they want. You agree? It's stirring. Makes the heart beat a little faster, am I right?
They had to do it to prove they weren't human scum.
That's right.
Except about a third of that group had privileges to be inside those hearings.
Exactly right.
They were Republicans who were part of the committees, and they therefore had the right to be in there.
There are a dozen people outside the hearing demanding to be let into the hearing who could have just walked into the hearing.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Now, these guys...
That would be like if in, like, a streetcar named Desire, Stanley's like, Stella! And she's like, you have a key. Just open the door. You're not locked out, man.
Or maybe it's like, Stanley, you're in our bedroom. Why
are you yelling? Yeah, exactly. Also, it's like, they stormed in. I thought they were going to, like, storm in and then take all the videos and then turn around and be like, the Democrats are letting people into this private room and they're letting them videotape stuff with their phones.
Either way, it was a classy thing to do.
You're lying. Now, what happened to maybe bring this on was that the day before, the ambassador to Ukraine had testified that the president withheld aid to Ukraine and demanded that they investigate Joe Biden before he released it. Now, even though the White House is still claiming the president is innocent, Trump and his allies clearly believe it is not a quid pro quo, unless you actually say the words, this is a quid pro quo, when you do it. And that makes sense, because just like the law says that when you murder someone, it's not a crime unless you say, this is a murder, as you stab.
That's like that's why at the end of the show we say, this is NPR.
Because otherwise
yeah. it could be anything.
You never know.
Yeah. We could be like an adult contemporary station.
Amy.
Yes, I'm here.
Amy, your next quote is someone responding to the question, are you Pierre Delecto? Mm. Oh, you know this guy? Friend of yours?
C'est moi.
Who admitted in his patented down-to-earth style to being Pierre Delecto?
That would be Mitt Romney.
It is Mitt Romney.
Maybe somebody here in Utah can explain, can just unpack that.
Well, we might have to ask you, of course, Mitt Romney, senator from the great state of Utah. He admitted that he had this fake Twitter account under the name Pierre Delecto. Now, if you've ever wondered what lies beneath the placid G-rated exterior of Senator Romney, the man who once said, quote, my favorite meat is hot dog. If you've wondered what deep dark secrets he might divulge if he had the shield of anonymity, well, as his alter ego, Pierre Delecto Romney, sometimes suggested that other people might be mistaken. The real question, of course, is which is a weirder name? Pierre Delecto or Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Mitt Romney sounds like the name, like the fake name that somebody with an interesting name like Pierre Delecto would
exactly.
pick as a fake name to throw people off
okay,
the scent.
Okay, but Delecto, I kind of thought, well, this is going to be kind of his sexy, swaggery, you know, hidden Mitt, right? And instead, I was so disappointed because it wasn't sexy, and he just, I felt bad for him. I didn't think it
You thought that he like set himself up for something really spicy,
yeah.
And then he it's like we have hot salsa here, and he was like, I'll have the mild.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
But
he will
Delecto?
Have salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we be happy he is as wholesome as he is?
I guess it's not. I mean, it would in a weird way, although it seems kind of disappointing that he's just as bland in private as he is in public. It would be worse to find out, like, he's just as awful as the rest of us, right? Mm-hmm.
I think, like, somebody like Mike Pence pretends that he's bland, but that is a dark, evil person.
Right.
And I think that Mitt Romney, like, Mitt Romney is like, I have a deep, dark secret, and it's very similar to who you think I am. Yeah. And that is endearing. That's an endearing quality.
Basically, what he did was he created a fake Twitter account and then used it just to defend his own public actions. That's like creating a fake Tinder profile just to hit on your own wife. Speaking of which, in a strange way, this allows his wife to make history. Ann Romney is now the first Mormon with two husbands. All right, here is your last quote, Amy.
I would swipe right for her.
That was a comment on a Washington Post article about France's strangely sexy logo for what sporting event that's coming in 2024?
The Olympics?
The Olympics, yes. Paris is hosting the 2024 Olympics, and they just revealed their logo for it, and it's being criticized for being too sexy, and not just because it's smoking a Galoise and writing poetry. The logo
and ignoring an American logo.
Exactly. The logo is a version of the French national symbol, a woman named Marianne, and it's combined with the Olympic flame, but instead of an expression of national pride, most people see with this incredibly sexy woman's face. It looks like an icon for a dating app. Now, the logo's designers defend it, saying that she, quote, reflects the unique energy of the games, and they assured everyone that as sexy as it might be, it's better than their first attempt, the Eiffel Tower, proudly rising from an Olympic ring at either side of its base.
Does the rest of the world just need to catch up to how sexy France is.
Yeah.
Like, are they right and we're just all a bunch of Puritans? Or are they like the heathens, the heathenists, and we're just kind of late?
I bet Mitt Romney went to France once and that's where he got that Pierre.
He locked it away and he's like, one day there'll be something called Twitter and I will release this name.
Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy did great.
She did.
And so will the Nationals.
Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.